Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Brian, according to an analysis by Business Insider, what group has contributed more than $6 billion to the economy?
What industry has... All right, give me a light hint.
Brains.
Oh, the zombies.
Zombies, yes.
Yeah.
Zombies.
They're everywhere.
Every era has its icon. The 60s, for example, had that square-jawed super spy. And now, in the best representation of our hopes and aspirations, is a shambling, brainless monster that wants to eat you. Anyway, with zombie movies, games, books, and TV shows creating so much wealth, the government is doing what it can to help this new class of job creators. The president wants a stimulus program to outfit zombies with their own shotguns so they can fight back. The Republicans, of course, just want to abolish the death tax.
That would make sense for a zombie. They need the money.
Yeah, no.
But zombies don't really have a food budget, do they?
Not per se.
But it takes money to go chase people.
Wait, don't zombies eat brains? Isn't that the delicacy?
But you don't go down to the Five and Dime and buy a scoop of brain. You just...
Wandering around a city aimlessly all day long. That's going to pile
pass.
Up. Yeah. Exactly.
They don't buy clothes. Look at the... Have you seen the zombie
wear? They do dress terribly. I will agree with you with that. Why do we like zombies so much? Why is this a zombie moment?
We want to be them, Peter.
So it's really envy?
They have a carefree lifestyle.
It's true.
It's just, I don't care about anything. I just want to eat brains. We want to be them.
Yeah.
They have a care in the world, just brains and bummy clothes.